Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Welcome back, and we're going to talk about hope for the visually impaired, or some people would say the blind. A lot of people give up on them. Governments don't spend much money on them, but there are a few people in the trenches who are doing a magnificent job. Bo Smith and Jeannie Astorino are a combination of people that I know well who do low vision therapy and are really helping these people be able to function in life without having moved to a home and be able to read and sign their checks again. Thanks so much for being with us again, Bo. I appreciate
you,
your sharing some of your information. How did you get into this area?
Well, it's funny. Back in the day, I had a friend that was doing it and was working on the weekends and kind of asked for some assistance to just have a body in the office because they were all alone in a big hospital seeing patients. And I gradually started helping out. And then they said, well, can you take their insurance information? Could you tell them a little bit of information when they schedule? Could you come to a conference with me? And then after a year, instead of just being part-time help, they said, geez, you know more about low vision than most everybody I know now. Could you work here full-time? And that has just led to seeing a lot of amazing things. It kind of helped being able to watch cases, walk in the door, watch them progress, watch them finish, see everything kind of from the start to the finish. And just over the years, I just kind of absorbed it all, and it's really been a fascinating journey into low vision, which is something not most people know a lot about.
Well, first of all, seeing the human epiphanies gives you great faith about human nature and what's possible. And then when you realize that we ophthalmologists and many optometrists don't know much about it, and worse than that, we don't refer because we haven't looked and identified where the resources are. And you can't count on the city and state. You have to count on private practitioners who go from place to place, set up shop, and give them all the options. I know this must be rewarding, but tell me, what are some of the items that you have in your tool chest that helps people that, let's say they see 20/50 versus seeing count fingers? How do you differentiate, and what do you do for them?
Sure, and that's the amazing thing is that there are so many different low vision tools to help people, and whenever somebody first calls, they say, well, when you say tools, what do you mean? We could be on the phone for 3 hours talking about all the tools. Of course, we can start off with a low vision refraction, which is just a little more involved when you measure somebody's eyes, but that could reveal, we might just be able to do a stronger than normal pair of eyeglasses. But sometimes that's not enough, and they need an extra boost. So you can go up to magnifiers. They call them hand magnifiers. I refer to them as Sherlock Holmes magnifiers because everybody kind of gets that image. Okay, it's a magnifier you hold in your hand. They're great if you want something very quickly, spotting price in a store or trying to read your medicine bottle. But if you're going to sit down and read a newspaper or a textbook or try to use it at work, there's a larger magnifier called a stand magnifier, which actually stands on the page that you're trying to read, hence the name stand magnifier. There's a lot of things for distance as well. That's a lot of things that people don't understand. Oh, you can help distance. It's not just trying to see up close. There are special telescope glasses that help people see the television or navigate through an airport, maybe just a telescope that somebody would wear around their neck and hold it up to see the train schedule or if this is my bus coming or what did the teacher write on the board. Another big tool are different colored lenses to help filter out the glare. Most low vision patients have an incredibly hard time dealing with glare from fluorescent lighting, sunlight, whatever. Different colors help cut that down and actually improve their contrast. So it helps them see curbs, steps, the television. There's a lot of things out there. One other really interesting tool that we have are, besides a regular magnifier that everybody thinks about with a clear glass prescription lens in it, there are electronic magnifiers now. Almost looks like a little larger smartphone, has a nice electronic screen. You set that down on the newspaper. You can control the size. You can make it brighter, darker, increase the contrast. There's a lot of great tools out there to help people suffering from low vision.
You know, I'm thinking as we're talking that some people have 20/40 or 20/50 vision, mm-hmm. which is okay to drive, but to them, it's inadequate. And so what's happened is all these electronic devices have come along with greater illumination and the ability to magnify an image so you don't get to see the early people. And ironically, if you could get to see people early, and we as ophthalmologists could see them early, maybe we could slow or eliminate the progression of their disease. Because that's another element in this that you need to be consistent with what you're doing with them medically. And I know that you work very closely with ophthalmologists.
Oh, yeah. And that I think that was one of the great things that, Dr. Astorino realized is working closely with ophthalmologists gets you right in there where the people are who need the help. And also getting to people earlier. So like you said, the 20/50, they are, you know, they're not blind by any means, but it's an annoying vision to have. And your regular glasses just aren't strong enough to deal with that. But if you can find a little extra bump up in a special lens or with a colored lens or even the right type of lighting, you can really help those people in those early stages of low vision continue to live their lives with less frustration. And the nice thing is we are seeing more people in the early stages because of the procedures that are around, injections. It is helping. We're seeing a lot better vision now than we used to see in the days where you'd have people come in and it was right on the border of count fingers and you needed some really strong device. So it is exciting to be able to help somebody with just the annoyance of the beginning of low vision. And the nice thing with that is if for some reason it would progress and get worse, they're already introduced to the world of low vision. Then, there is something else. What's the next step? They're more receptive and more comfortable moving forward with the help.
Well, there's also an added ingredient that I've observed since I work with you and Dr. Astorino very frequently, is the social and emotional fallout from having a vision problem. People become reticent. They don't do things. They don't try things. They don't want to fail. They don't want to look stupid, etc. And the fact is that your compassion and your team approach and not rushing them through a 15-minute exam are what enables them and enhances them to be able to do this and then to be positive and successful. So you guys need to be applauded. And for listeners out there who have an elderly relative or someone with a congenital disease, you have to find a resource. Is there a way people can find resources, Bo?
There is. It's kind of a double-edged sword. The internet is always a great place to find resources, but it's also just a great place to find people trying to sell you things that you might not need. But if you can find a low-vision doctor in your area, either through the internet or always ask your any of your eye care professionals, your optometrist, your ophthalmologist, hey, is there somebody you know or somebody I could talk to? Once you get in touch with somebody in the low vision field, they can help guide you. We have a lot of people will call and say, hey, my mother lives in Seattle. I can't get her to you on the East Coast. What can you recommend? And we can try to find a colleague out there or get them in touch with somebody that will guide them instead of just buying a magnifier online and saying, that didn't work because we didn't buy the strongest one. So always ask and research.
Great. So what is your website? Because we're getting short of time and we want people to know where you are.
Absolutely. We are www.lowvision@astorinovisionrehab.com.
So at any rate, people can always contact me. I'm Dr. Robert Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on the RadioMD.com program. For more information, visit my show page at RadioMD.com, and I can share more of this information with you directly.